Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Chad, and I serve here at LifePoint and also in our city with the Send Network. And today, we are continuing our look at the series Guardrails, where we've been studying Exodus chapter 20 and the Ten Commandments. And the main idea of this series is you don't have to choose between the rules and relationships. And so today we are looking at command number 3, which is do not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. And this is a very, very interesting command that I think is sometimes hard for us to connect to. Other commands in the Ten Commandments are mentioned in the New Testament. For instance, Jesus says, you've heard it said, do not murder, but I'm saying to you, do not even hate your brother in your heart. He mentions that in the Sermon on the Mount. And then he talks about adultery. He mentions adultery, that adultery is really not just about the physical act of adultery. He says, you've heard it said, do not commit adultery. But I say to you, if you've even lusted after another person in your heart, you've committed adultery with that person. And so Jesus kind of reframes the Ten Commandments for us in a way that helps us to see that it's not just about the physical act of murder or adultery or lying or whatever the case may be, that it has more to do with what's going on in our hearts than anything else, and that it's really related to how we are living our lives more than anything else. I think the tendency for us is just to kind of check boxes, like to go, okay, I'm not murdering anyone, check. I'm not committing adultery, check. And I think what Jesus is saying is that we need to look deeper. We need to look into our hearts. And I think this is true, especially of the third command. Now, the third command, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, is difficult for us, I think, because we don't have it. Jesus doesn't comment on it in the New Testament, and we don't have anybody telling us the deeper underlying meaning of this command. In fact, I think if most of us are honest, when we think about the third command, when we think about not taking the name of the Lord in vain, we primarily think of profanity. As long as I'm not using profanity with God in it, then I'm good. Like, I just shouldn't cuss. If I don't cuss, then I'm good to go. But is that really what's going on in this command? Surely, it's part of it, right? We should take care with how we use God's name when it comes to our speech. Absolutely. We should use the name of God in a respectful way, in a way that is appropriate, that as we approach him and talk about him, 100%. That is part of what we should do. But this command, I don't think, is primarily about our speech. In fact, I think even the language of this command, it's saying, do not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, is really not, do not use the name of the Lord your God in vain with your speech. It's more about, do not reflect upon the name of God in a way that makes him out to be worthless. Your name, the name of God, has been placed on you. You are my people. Do not take that lightly. That's what I think the command really is about. You have to think about it. God rescued the Israelite people out of Egypt, and he said, I am your God. You are my people, and I have rescued you out of Egypt. Because of that, you are now called by my name. When people think about you, they think about me. And so because of that, God has chosen, it's a quite amazing thing. God has chosen for his reputation to be tied up with the reputation of his people. And so however they act and whatever they do and whatever people think about them, that's what they're going to think about him. And that's the heart, I think, of the command, is do not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, is do not take that my name upon yourself in a way that is flippant, or that it makes my name out to be worthless, that makes me out to be worthless. I think a good example of this is taking the name would be like what we do in marriage in our culture. when you get married, typically the woman in our American culture takes the name of her husband. And so she becomes associated with him by name. So my wife is Jessica Franks. That was her maiden name. And now she is Jessica Grigsby because she has taken my name upon herself. And so we become a family in that way. And so that's kind of what's going on here, is that we, just like the ancient Israelites people, have been called by God's name. His name has been placed upon us. Whatever people associate with us, they associate God with the same thing. And so us as Christians, we have taken on his name. We've taken on the name of Christ. And whatever people think about us, they typically think about God. Some people have said it this way: the only God that some people may ever see or ever know, they will see and know in me and you. And so we should take care with how we live our lives, knowing that our lives reflect upon the name and person of God. Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the DriveCast today. Hope you'll come back later in the week for more episodes. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much that you have called us by your name, that we are your people, that you have rescued us and you have changed us and you have saved us. Lord, thank you that we get to be called by your name, but help us not to take it lightly, because God, it's a very serious thing that what people think about you could be based on what they know about us. Help us to take care of your name in our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, why don't you take a minute and pray and ask the Lord how it is that you are a reflection of him and his character today.